Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Video Games Now. My name's Rodney, and if as you can probably hear from the echo of the voice from the lack of bodies in the room, I'm by myself in the studio, but I'm joined via Skype by Mark and Brooks.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going, VGN fans?
All right, today we're going to talk about some video game movies. Before we get to that, we're going to touch on the news from the last week, and we'll get you guys up to speed if you're not already, and... stay tuned for some sweet VGN stuff coming up right now. All right, thanks for joining us for this episode, guys. So yeah, Brooks, I'm going to hand it over to you to brief us on the news of the week. Go ahead.
All right, guys. So just a couple things we want to talk about from last week. The biggest thing, I think, is the Spyro Remastered Trilogy officially got confirmed as of last week, and it's going to be called the Reignited Trilogy. It's dropping on Xbox and PS4, and it looks really good, fully remastered graphics, and so a couple gameplay tweaks. It's got the same music, though, which I noticed, so it's good they didn't change the music, because the music in the original Spyro games was awesome, and it's coming out September 21st, 2018, so yeah, we have that to look forward to. I think that's... pretty exciting, guys. What do you think?
So when you say they're reusing the music, are they just literally ripping the original music from the PS1?
Exactly,
disc?
Yeah. They're not
seriously?
Going to change or remaster the music at all. Like, I remember if you played, Master Chief Collection, they remastered the soundtrack fully for Halo 2 and that, but it's not going to be like that. They're keeping the original music, but they just, like, they kept the gameplay very true to the original as well.
So is this going to be, like, Conker's Bad Fur Day when they remastered that? Is it going to be, like... the single player exact same as
or you mean like the Crash Bandicoot? No, it's gonna be more like Crash Bandicoot, the newest Crash Bandicoot remaster. Where it's like,
yeah, but you just remember Conker's Bad Fur Day when that got remastered for GameCube, I believe it was.
It's a Live and Reloaded was the remaster, right?
Yeah, Live and Reloaded. Yeah, on Xbox. Yeah,
you can expect something like that.
Do you think they'll put multiplayer into Spyro? That'd be pretty sick.
That maybe one day, but this is basically what it is. Is it's like for a new generation of younger fans that didn't get to play the original games, because the Spyro trilogy was years ago, so it's been a long time. So I think they just want to bring it back and make it look really pretty and touch it up for all these young kids who haven't touched it before. And like, I love the Spyro games when I was a kid, ripping around, you know, as the purple dragon. It was awesome.
That's kind of somewhat disappointing though about the music, because music plays a big part of the game, and for me, that it won't match the visuals. If they're going to update the visuals, they should update the music as well, in my opinion.
Yeah, fair enough. Also, the PS4 exclusive Spider-Man game got a release date as well last week, September 7th. I don't know about you guys, but this game looks awesome. The web swinging, the combat, just everything looks absolutely fantastic in this game.
Yeah. I think it was for PS3 or PS2, but the one where it was like the Spider-Man was open world and you could actually, like, I remember like the first Spider-Man where you could, the web swinging was sweet, but you couldn't actually go down to the street. If you did, you'd die. But then when they later released it, you could go down to the street. It was almost like Grand Theft Auto, but you were Spider-Man.
Yes, that was Spider-Man 2, the one where you could fully, like, it was like an open world GTA kind of feel. But this is going to be, it's a huge open world, and you're pretty much going to be able to play in the huge city of New York. And it looks like super realistic too. And the web swinging is really realistic in the sense too, that every time you swing a web, it like latches onto a building and you can steer really well. Like, and the combat system looks awesome. Like, we should definitely link some gameplay of that for the fans out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And all right, moving on. Anything else, Brooks? That's super cute.
Also, the Dark Souls remastered. A lot of remasters this month because there's not too much going on. Some new gameplay came out, and we're getting a release date May 25 for Dark Souls remaster. And again, kind of like the Spyro one, it's just like a true to form remaster for a new generation of people who may have missed it last time around. Just some minor gameplay tweaks, nothing too extreme, but you know, those Dark Souls fans are going to have to get good all over again. It's going to be pretty punishing, all these new players coming into Dark Souls, so I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah, I played Dark Souls for about an hour, and then I got so mad that I just quit, and I just haven't played it since. It's just an infuriating game for sure.
See, and if that's coming from you, then there's no point for me even to pick it up.
That's pretty much it for news. We have also God of War coming out soon, too, so we're going to hopefully get our hands on that and get some gameplay. Because God of War is sweet.
Yeah, and Will and I are going to play A Way Out this week sometime. You can find some time. It only has a 10-hour campaign, apparently, so I'm sure it won't take us very long to finish it. All right, guys, moving on to our main topic here, which was video game movies. And other for right now, just going around the room, around the internet, because you guys aren't here. But what's your favorite worst, I guess? Or that's an awful oxymoron.
I want to start positive. I think my favorite video game movie adaptation was Silent Hill, just because I love spooky survival horror kind of creepy movies. And I don't know about you guys, but when I was a kid playing the Silent Hill games on the PlayStation, it was just so creepy. I was up late at night. Like, my parents, I sneak downstairs to play these games and then have nightmares. Couldn't sleep at night. But like, when this one's really like true to the games too, in the sense that like some of the monsters are the same. Pyramid Head makes an appearance. And it's just not super cheesy and like hammed up like a lot of other video game movies that we're gonna get to in this podcast.
See, so my favorite's got to be Mortal Kombat. I'm always a fan of the characters and everything. I'm not too big onto side to side fighters, but Mortal Kombat for me was awesome movie.
Yeah, because that one was the story of Scorpion and Sub-Zero, right? You get to see that sort of rivalry, and you get to see Scorpion's family get killed or whatever, if I remember correctly. So they kind of made that arc really interesting. And it's just badass too, seeing all my favorite, like your favorite fighters come to life in the movie and fight. It's awesome.
Yeah. I don't really have a favorite, honestly, because they're just all dog poop. So, and I'm just going down the list here. There's a couple of TBAs. There's actually five TBA video game movies. There's a Dynasty Warriors movie coming out in 2019. Obviously, the Detective Pikachu one, which we've touched on before, which comes out next year, May 10th, 2019. There's a Sonic the Hedgehog movie in development. It hasn't gone to production yet, but it's in pre-production right now. And that's supposed to be released November 15th, 2019. Let's talk about that for a sec. That's probably going to be the worst thing ever made.
Well, hold on a sec, Rodney. Going back, is that Dynasty Warriors going to be filmed out here or in Japan?
It's in pre-production. It doesn't even have a set release date. It just says 2019, so I'm not sure. While you guys talk about Sonic the Hedgehog, I'll investigate that.
I mean, I don't know if...
It better be dubbed.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Are they going to go full anime with Sonic, or are they kind of do, like, a live-action everything else with Sonic CGI'd in?
Yeah, it's in the live-action column and not in the animation column, so I would assume it'd be live-action.
I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but I saw the Angry Birds movie, and I'm getting that kind of vibe already.
It looks like the Dynasty Warriors is being made in Japan. In China. It says, many of the stages of recreation... Oh, that's the wrong column, sorry. A live-action film based on the game series was announced in March 2016. It will be produced by Hong Kong-based China 3D, written by Christine Toh, and directed by Roy Hin Yi. I'm not even going to say the rest of that because I'll butcher it.
So,
it's scheduled to be released in China.
You played the Dynasty Warriors, right? Like, I played as well, but I never really got a whole sense of like what the story was, or it was always like, oh, you have to go and attack this general and then move over here. And
I never actually played the Dynasty Warriors, but I did play the spin-offs, the One Piece spin-off, and One Piece Red, or whatever it was, and Hyrule Warriors, which is, well, they're basically the same thing, they're just reskinned. But you start, and you're basically just an OP character that goes around and just murders multiple. Like in Hyrule Warriors, you can be Link, and you'll murder like thousands and thousands of like Bulbakins and stuff like that. So
I've played a lot of Dynasty Warriors too, and the cool thing about those games is that there's so many characters. I think there's like at least 80 characters that you can play as throughout the series. There's just so many, and they all have interesting movesets, and it's like it's basically a hack and slash. You run around in these big battles. So at the time, back in the day, it was the biggest battles that you had on a console.
Oh, they were huge.
Like, there's like crowds of people. Yeah, and you'd be slashing through like platoons of guys trying to get to the generals, the bosses and stuff. It was just, it was sick. So they could.
You gotta make sure your forces are pushing forward and not getting pushed back in certain areas. So you'd rip over on there on your horse, help out. It was a fun game. But did you get a sense of like a story or anything to it? Or?
I mean, it was all characters. It was all characters, so it depends on what they do. Like, they could pretty much do anything with the movie. Depends on what characters they pick and follow, right? So they're also making, I think, a Five Nights at Freddy's movie at some point this year. I don't know if that's actually happening or not. I definitely probably wouldn't go see that because that game...
Yeah, that's not on the list. There's two more on the list that I was going to mention. They don't have any details whatsoever, but there's an Uncharted... movie in development apparently, and Sleeping Dogs as well, both PC or PS games, right?
The Uncharted would be interesting. I could see them doing something with Drake, and where he's on this big treasure hunt, and you know, politics get in the way.
Mind you, Uncharted was announced in 2010, so I don't think there's any ground coming along that way. So,
did you guys see the newest Tomb Raider movie? It could be similar to that, just in the vibe. I liked it, the newest one.
Oh, yeah. I have not seen it. I'll have to check that out.
Also, there's rumors of a Minecraft movie that might be going on next year. Some details here. It says that Rob McHenley from Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been announced as the film's writer and director.
Yeah,
so
that's
Minecraft. Minecraft doesn't really have a storyline though. It kind of relies on like the player to just figure everything out and do what you want in Minecraft. So it'll be. I think it's interesting. They could do whatever they want. Like, you know, Lego is so open ended. Like the Lego movie, they could take something fun and do something fun like that. I think.
Well,
Minecraft the movie.
Well, that would for sure have to be animated. There's no way they could do that live action, or look just trash. But if you look at the Angry Birds movie, the Angry Birds game didn't really even have much of a story. You just go from point to point to point and just attack the pigs' forts or whatever, right? But when you look at the movie, like, yeah, the movie wasn't that great, but if you don't associate it with the game, like, the movie isn't that bad, really, for a kid's movie.
I also heard that, speaking of Angry Birds, the Angry Birds Roxio Entertainment greenlit a sequel, Angry Birds 2, 2019.
Angry Birds 2, eh? That'll be interesting.
Yeah, and also maybe a Call of Duty movie might be in the works too.
They made one. It's called Saving Private Ryan.
That movie is great though, and that was Steven Spielberg. That's one of my favorite movies too. But speaking of, isn't Spielberg behind the newest upcoming Halo series too?
They announced that. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, because I was expecting the new Halo, like, I don't know if you guys have seen Band of Brothers or The Pacific, like, those kind of World War, series movies.
The Pacific is really
good. If they do something like that with the Halo series, make, like, a Saving Private Ryan, like, The Pacific-esque Halo series, that could be awesome. Not necessarily following the Master Chief, but they could follow, like, ODST soldiers like they've done before in the other web series, or they could follow any other Spartans. Like, they could, I'm really excited to see it. Like, I'm stoked, but... Sorry if I cheated into the next topic, Rodney, too early.
No, that's fine. The Halo series was announced back in 2016, but then not a lot of ground was treaded upon that topic. So kind of lost a little bit of have a hope, I guess, for it. But yeah, it sounds like it's moving forward now, and since Steven Spielberg's behind it, I have a lot of faith that it'll turn out, especially since he's a big gamer, especially with the new movie Ready Player One, which was a fantastic movie. We'll talk about that in a second here, but I wouldn't mind if they followed Master Chief, because all the other Halo live-action stuff that's come out, I've really wanted to see Master Chief, and you did in that one Netflix special movie or whatever it was with the Marines
Forward
that we were talking
about. Until Dawn.
Yeah, Forward Unto Dawn. But it just wasn't what I was looking for, you know? Like, so if you're going to do the TV show, then why can't we just basically have the story from the first game and we just follow, and each episode is like basically each mission or something like that,
or
you know?
Or maybe we could see a young Master Chief because he was abducted and like brought into the Spartan program. Maybe we could see a bit of his backstory or something like that.
They did release an animation video on Netflix called The Fall of Reach or something. And
I'll have to check that out.
It's really, really good. It's all about Master Chief's backstory and how he's brought up as a Spartan.
It would be cool to see more Master Chief, because in that Netflix Forward Unto Dawn movie, he literally only shows up in the last 10 minutes and just like kills a bunch of elites and throws some grenades and pieces out.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's on his own mission.
Yeah.
And
he shows up at the end.
And then they at the end of the show, like Lasky's shown to be the captain of the Infinity, and it's like, well, how, so he met Master Chief like 40 years ago, and then Master Chief still like 40 years later, like the kingpin of the freaking Spartan program. Like, what is this?
Yeah,
I'm with you though, Rodney. I'd love them to follow Master Chief and just give us the first Halo.
I'd like to see the story of the Flood too, because I think the Flood were the scariest part of the Halo series for me.
Yep.
And
see,
once they got rid of the
though, right?
Once they got rid of the Flood, the series like 4 and 5 just like it didn't feel like there was any tension. There was no horrible parasite that could end the universe. It was just like more warring between aliens.
Yeah.
So like they could make it sick if they follow that.
That's a great point, because that's what made the first one so great, is when you got to the library and there were Flood everywhere. It
changed
really
the whole game.
It changed the whole game. It brought you in. It did all of that, and that's what I found with the later Halos. It's like, oh, really? You're still warring with those aliens, eh? It just didn't do much to, like, bring you in like the first one did.
Yeah, and they can make it scary, too. You know, like, I'm excited for that.
But I don't want it to be, like, the next Doom. Like, Doom kind of tried to do that, and it just didn't work at all.
You're talking about the Doom movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was starring The Rock. I mean, that was just... had cheese ball written all over it from the start, man. No offense to The Rock, because I love him, but I don't know. That movie was just huge from the start.
Speaking of The Rock...
Just like Rampage.
Yeah, I was just going to say, speaking of The Rock, Rampage is out. And Will went and saw it last night, but he's not here, obviously, because he's at home dealing with his food poisoning from sushi, but he said... did you hear what he said about it, Mark? Because I haven't talked to him since.
No, I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him since last night after the movie. He didn't really say much about it. I kind of take that as it was trash. I have several friends that went and seen it because they like The Rock, and a couple of them fell asleep.
So that just proves you know, if the script sucks, the movie sucks. It doesn't matter who you get in to act it.
Well, why would you try and make a movie about Rampage? Just scratch my head.
I mean, yeah, the Rampage, the video games were like they didn't even have a plot. You just picked a series of monsters and destroyed buildings from like a top down point of view. It's like,
oh,
you
exactly.
know, how far can you really take that? I don't care who you throw in there.
Yeah.
So when I was growing up in high school, there was a couple of video game movies that got released. One of them was Prince of Persia, and the typecasting for Jake Gyllenhaal was actually really good. He was on point for what we were looking for the character. But again, the script sucked, so the movie sucked. So, yeah. I was trying really, really hard to like the movie. For, like, a year, I was just trying to convince myself that it was a good movie, and it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked Jake Gyllenhaal. I liked him as the Prince of Persia, but...
The Prince, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, the Prince, but, like you said, it wasn't a very good movie.
I mean, it was better than Assassin's Creed. I like Michael Fassbender, but the newest Assassin's Creed was just so convoluted and boring. It just didn't do very well.
And I didn't like how they did the Animus, because they completely changed how it was from the
game.
They
changed everything, yeah. And they should have just, like, if they'd stuck to, like, even Altair's story, or, like, just appease the fans by making it about the game. I know they don't have to follow the game to the letter, but the story they conjured up was like too convoluted and stupid. They could have just stuck with the one that worked in the games, and it would have been fine.
But it's the same thing with books and movies. Whenever you read a book, it's usually never as good as the movie. And it's the same thing with video games. It's like, it's the imagination, it's you get into it, and the movies never seem to do it justice.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Well, for a lot of times, it's true, because the games rely on gameplay. There's no gameplay. The story has to be very strong to grip you if you're not playing in it. When you're playing in it, you're immersed in it, so the story can be weaker, but you're still immersed in it if the gameplay is fun. But in a movie...
Go ahead.
In a movie, it's all plot and progression, and you know what I mean? You can't rely on the fun gameplay mechanics to make it interesting to watch. I was going to say, Rodney, Resident Evil is going to get a reboot, too. The movies?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it looks like the... Because, I mean, the first and second one were decent, and then after that it went downhill, but seeing as they kind of rebooted the Resident Evil 7, and they're going to probably coincide a re-release of the movies, too.
I'm just looking down the list here of movies that were made, and I remember I went and seen Warcraft with one of my friends in Victoria, and yeah, that was an interesting movie for sure. It was shot in Vancouver here, $500 million budget, and it did not make that back, unfortunately. But yeah, it was not... I've never played Warcraft. I was saying this off the air. I've never played Warcraft, and for me to go see that movie... completely blind as to what the story's about and, you know, what the game's about and all that kind of stuff. They, like, tried to jam all the lore down your throat in the first 2 minutes of the movie, and you're like, I'm so lost right now. So it's just way too much to digest for a non-Warcraft. They just made it with the intent, with the assumption that basically anyone who's going to go see it has played Warcraft.
Yeah, I mean, they made an MMO with, like, 10 plus years running of lore that they can fill with, and then they try and make a movie and cram that down your throat in 2 hours? Like, no way.
Yeah, I mean, the visual effects were really good, because I didn't work on it, but I knew a lot of people who did work on the film, and they were telling me about how they were... they did, like, live character building, basically, so they'd have the guys in the mocap suits act out the scene on green screen, and then there was a computer that randomly generated and built the characters in live time, so that they got to see them, like, you're watching them on the monitors, and you're basically watching, like, a rough cut of the animation.
So yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool, because I've worked on Planet of the Apes and all that kind of stuff, where they've used mocap suits for the apes and all that kind of stuff, but I've never seen or heard of anything like that.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting way of doing it.
Kind of switching gears here. What about the Final Fantasy VII movie?
Oh, yeah?
Brooke? Yeah. Like, I thought that was a great movie. And they, you know, they did the Spirits Within, which wasn't very good. And it didn't, like, it was all right, but it didn't really follow the story of Seven. And then they come back. What was the name of it, Brooks? I can't. Advent Children.
I didn't see the Final Fantasy movie. I actually missed that one.
Oh, it was a great movie. Check it out. It followed Seven's story to a T.
Was that the animated one?
Yeah, it was animated. It was animated.
Cool. Yeah. No, I think, yeah. I've seen bits and pieces of it, and yeah, it looked really good, but I've never actually seen the whole movie.
Don't watch Spirits Within. That one. That's the Final Fantasy movie, but it didn't follow the Seven story. Advent Children was awesome. It actually gave gamers everything they wanted, and that's why we've been clamoring for a remake for so long now. Ugh, I'm getting frustrated.
Right on. All right, we were smashing Uwe Boll in the last podcast, and I think it's right fit to do it again, because most of these video game movies on this list are done by him. Far Cry, In the Name of the King, so he did another one. What's it? I can't remember. Anyways, yeah.
He did Alone in the Dark as well, which was also trash.
Yeah, so just straight trash. Just to give you an idea of how much trash he is.
And Postal.
He did Postal as well, but that was a video game movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, because Postal was a video game first.
Right. But anyways, where was it? Yeah, okay, Far Cry. So the first movie, I actually own the physical copy on DVD because I saw it in the $5 bin at Walmart, and I'm like, sure. And then I put it on, I was like, oh my god, just awful. Anyways, it had a $30 million budget, and it only made $743,000. So it didn't even make... Like, it made under 2% of its budget back.
Yeah, I mean, Alone in the Dark says here that the budget was $20 million, and the box office numbers only brought in $10.4 million. That's another commercial failure from Uebo.
There was a lot of... just looking at this list, there's a lot of shows that didn't... make their budget back.
Because he's Canadian, right? As well. Yeah, he's filmed in Vancouver.
Yeah, he lives in Vancouver. He's running, apparently, Will was saying last time he runs a restaurant now. And he doesn't make movies anymore,
He did Blood Rain as well, right? Which is a decent game when we were younger, but I know it definitely didn't need a movie. Like, I can think of many other series that would have deserved a movie adaptation instead of random movies like Blood Rain and Alone in the Dark.
There's one scene in Far Cry that I died laughing at, and it's because it was so poorly done. They're on the boat and they're like avoiding the island, and the woman, I can't remember the story because I watched it like 10 years ago, but the woman's like, take him to the island. He's like, no, I can't do that. Sorry. He's like a ripoff of Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice. But anyways, she just pulls out this wad of money, holds it up, and he turns around and he goes, he just... The laugh he does, it just killed me. I died laughing.
Well, have you guys seen Need for Speed? The one with Aaron Paul?
I have, yeah.
Felt like that was another one that was kind of like a dud, and they kind of went very safe, Fast and Furious, kind of cheeseball wannabe movie, instead of actually doing anything cool with the series. So it's just... And I like Aaron Paul. I was just disappointed with that movie, because nothing really went on.
I took the words right out of my mouth. I like Aaron Paul too, and I mean, I thought it was good. It was all right, but like you said, very safe.
Sometimes I feel they just make these live action video game movies because they think the title's going to be enough to carry them into rich fortune, but that is not the case with basically all of these video game movies on this list.
It was like Assassin's Creed too. It seems like they just kind of made it to cash in on all the hype from the games. Like, the games had already gone stale when that movie came out, and then they came back after with Assassin's Creed, Origins? But that was already after, that came out after the movie, so it just feels like the movie was a failed attempt to revive the series, and I hate when they do that. They should just make movies to be good movies, because the material, the video game source material, is good enough to make a movie, not just to cash in on hype. And that's a lot of the problem with these movies on our list, some of them.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. So, but, on the flip side, when there's a movie and then they make a video game about it, most of the time those are trash too. So like, there's just no winning with crossing
these
two
platforms. There's good ones like the James Bond games. They were all right. Fair enough, yeah. And I think the Van Helsing game was pretty cool. The Matrix games were decent. There's a few examples, but for the most part, I'd agree. It's kind of a cursed genre because it's so... It's cursed to be kind of cliche.
Yeah, for sure. I actually totally forgot about the James Bond games. Obviously, GoldenEye, which we talked about in the last podcast, which was an awesome game. And I played The World's Not Enough as well on 64. I played the crap out of that game. And I was so cheap on... because I would get all the AI computers... on a team against me, and then I would play on the Istanbul level, and I would just literally camp the missile launcher ammo drop, and I would it's guided missiles, and I could look at my radar, and I knew exactly where every character's just spawned, and I just like guide a missile in and kill them all. I was just so cheap in that game. If that was online, I'd be such a
all
piece of garbage.
All this online.
Yeah, no. This is before the online. You know, before people were
way better than me. This was couch co-op.
Yep. But I liked how you could have more than four people in that game, right? You could have like eight. You could have, four actual players and then four bots. So.
And also, some of the Star Wars games were really good too, and those are all based on movies.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about that either.
Oh yeah, the Phantom Menace PC was I thought was a great game.
The Godfather games were pretty decent as well. I remember they were trying to GTA-esque kind of feel. The Lord of the Rings games were sweet too. I don't know if you guys remember those on the PS2, like Return of the King, and I don't know. There was The Thing as well. If you guys saw the horror movie The Thing from John Carpenter, they made a 2002 one on the PlayStation that was like a survival horror kind of survival shooter. It was awesome.
I never knew they made the game. That's pretty cool.
Dead or Alive. I'm just reading that one now. That one actually didn't do that well either. Just so many on here that didn't do. There's a couple that made over $100 million, but most of them did not even break like $50 million in sales. It's like kind of sad.
Well, the Resident Evil movies were oddly successful too. I'm pretty sure that like they made more money than, and they got pretty bad near the end too, but they kept just pumping them out.
All right, so here was the first video game movie ever made, and it is probably still the worst one ever made, the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Yeah, that one was terrible. It had nothing to do with the with anything to do with Mario. It just had the two characters that had the same names, and they were complete idiots.
Yeah, it was god awful for sure. like me and my cat can make a better video than those guys did.
Yeah.
What was it even about? I never saw it. Bowser in it?
Yeah. There's basically they take a mushroom trip. I'm not even gonna lie. Like that's basically what the movie's about.
Yeah, it's about like a meteorite crashing into Earth and like the universe and parallel dimensions and all this weird stuff. And there's like these two plumbers in Brooklyn, and there's like a mafia storyline too. It's really stupid, dude.
Yeah, it was
like it's something about magic dinosaur bones, and then Daisy and King Koopa are in it, and it just doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
Yeah, and they kind of turn. Don't watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just save yourself the embarrassment of saying you watched the movie.
And that's terrible.
Yeah, and then following up the Super Mario Bros. Movie, a year later came out Double Dragon, and it made 10% of what the Super Mario Bros. Movie made. Super Mario Bros. Movie made $20 million in the box office, and then the Double Dragon made $2
million. You know, I would rather see a Dark Souls movie than some of the movies that we're talking about on here.
Yeah, I agree. I just looked up how much the Double Dragon cost to make. It cost $8 million to make, and it only made $2 million back.
Yeah, a waste of money. I mean, that's why we have some good stuff to look forward to, though, in terms of television series. Like, The Witcher is coming, and the Halo series are coming. Like, there's hope.
There is hope, especially when someone like Steven Spielberg is behind it, you know?
Yeah, he's on board, and Netflix is doing The Witcher. Like, they make some good series, stuff like that.
Yeah, they'll do it justice, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, and for The Witcher and Halo, at least, like, there's tons of source material there, like, throughout the books for The Witcher and the Halo books as well. There's more than enough lore to support a decent story. They just need a good writer, director, and, you know, they have to have a lot of money to back it up. They got Steven Spielberg behind the helm, and he's probably just gonna – he probably has a blank card for the budget, too. If it's big budget –
They literally need, like, fans involved, though. To make a good video game movie or TV series, you got to get guys who have had time to play the game and who love the game and kind of know what collectively we all want to see in a TV show or movie.
Yeah, that was literally what I was going to mention next, is that a lot of these video game movies probably failed is because they just got some random Writers Guild of America dude to just, hey, write the script, it's about this, this, and that. And he's like, okay, and he has absolutely zero knowledge on what the hell is supposed to be going on. And then he writes a really garbage script, and then it's a garbage movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't, and the thing is just because they don't necessarily stick to the source material, it doesn't mean it can be good. It's just bad because they play it so safe, and then they obviously have people sometimes who have never played the games or understand anything about the gameplay and the story, like making huge decisions in the movie. So that's a serious problem and with that throughout the whole genre, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, you can't have a director who's never done research and say, oh, you're supposed to feel this way. And it's like, no.
Well, that's the thing, right? When directors take on movies and stuff like that, they research and they put a lot of investment in it. But it seems like it's a lot of the video game movies, like, they have no idea what the games are about when they make these movies. Like, the Super Mario, like, how could they get that from the games? Like,
yeah, yeah. Well, because you need to sit there and you need to play them. And then you got to talk to fans. That's
why I think, again, the Silent Hill is probably my favorite of all time. If you guys haven't seen that, you should watch it, because like, it's very true to the game, and it's really good and, I would say, compelling enough to keep you watching.
I'll watch that. You watch Advent Children.
Yeah, and then we'll all watch Halo when it comes out. When's the release date for that? It just went into production, right, Rodney?
Yeah, it just went into production. I don't think they have one yet here. Just stand by.
It'll probably be 2019, yeah, most likely. Yeah, something like
that. I'm just quickly look it up here. Halo TV show. I hope that's what that's the title screen. That's what it says.
It should just be called Halo, just like Halo. Nothing after that, you know?
Yeah.
Release date. It says that the release date is not known yet. It just says fall 2018. That's soon. That's really soon. That's really great.
Yeah.
They're probably timing it with the release of Halo 6, honestly, because that would be actually a smart marketing decision for sure.
Yeah, of course. But, and that's, again, worrisome. If it's coinciding with the release of a game, there's always the risk that it could be a cash-in, right? But I would hope that Steven Spielberg wouldn't do that.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't think... 6? But you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, they wouldn't be able to do anything from the first three Halos anyway, because Bungie owns the rights to all that stuff. So unless he's gotten the rights from Bungie to recreate the stories in a television format, then it'll be a little bit difficult to do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the legality and the rights licensing issues are, like, surrounding the books or the games, because I don't think Bungie has the rights to the books, though.
No, I think... I can't remember who made the books. It's blanking my mind right now, but anyways, I have the interweb right beside me, and I'm not looking it up. I wanted to move on. Basically, a live-action movie that I've wanted for a very, very long time, and obviously so does a lot of other people, is a Zelda live-action. But... Again, I also don't want them to make a Zelda live action because of what's come of all these other video game movies. And like we were saying earlier, you know, they don't have anybody who's played the freaking games writing the script, right? So,
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, there's a group out there that does photo shoots all the time of people dressed up as Zelda characters. And there was another, the people who in 2008 who did the, I think it was 2008, who did the April Fool's trailer for live action Zelda, like that was the fourth most Googled term, like, in history, and I'm like, holy,
wow.
Like, yeah, it was crazy. So, I mean, everybody wants a live action Zelda, but it would be very difficult to do it right. It would almost be better to be an anime, honestly.
Yeah, it's like also a live action Grand Theft Auto could be potentially awesome too, depending on what they did.
I mean,
live action GTA game.
I mean, on that note, like, every action movie ever made is kind of GTA, honestly. Like, you just, like, give a guy a gun and you go murder a bunch of people.
It would just be another heist movie. Random... You're right.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so they're kind of, like you said off the air, they're kind of running out of ideas for movies. So they just dig deep into a cardboard box and pull a book out. They're like, this
Angry
one.
Angry Birds kind of movies. I mean, no offense to Angry Birds. It's a great game, but it's a mobile game. And they stretched it into a movie. And now apparently two movies, so.
Hey, man, that's a different audience there. That's kids that are going to go see that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but then they could make Mario and do an awesome kids movie, too, so. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just very skeptical about all this stuff now. Like what Rodney was saying about the Zelda movie, it's like you don't want them to take these awesome games because they might make a crappy mockery of them into a bad movie.
Like, yeah. Oh, I totally agree.
So it's risky. Like you want them to do it and do it justice, but at the same time, we're all very weary because the track record's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's very few movies that do that because your expectations are super hyped going in because it's like the favorite video game. And then like 9 times out of 10, I'm telling you, you're always let down.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. I for the longest time, like I wanted to work in film because I wanted to make a Zelda movie and I wanted to make it right because I've played every Zelda game basically. So, but that dream has since died since I've worked in the film industry and it's just like a grueling, grueling job as you both know because you work with me. So, but yeah, I would really like to see a Zelda live action, but at the same time, I don't want the series to be ruined like Dragon Ball ruined the anime community with the live action it made.
Yeah, I guess we'll see what happens. I mean, they're gonna keep doing it now, especially because video games are so popular, more popular now than they ever have been before, right? Video games are making tons of money, and they're just gonna keep pumping them out. I think we're seeing a recurring trend here. So, I mean, we'll have to see. But like I said, I hate to backtrack, but the fact that we got a big Steven Spielberg type director like working on a video game movie, now we can finally take it seriously. Maybe they can shrug off that curse of the cheesy video game movie curse.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Steven Spielberg, that helps. That helps.
And the Halo movie they were going to do before, back in the early 2000s, that got caught in development hell and never came out. I think they were going to have Neil Blomkamp to do that one, the guy who did District 9. And I love his movies.
Well, District 9 was a Halo movie, and then they lost the rights or something. And they had to change the movie, change the script a bit. But District 9 started as a Halo movie when it was first starting to be written.
Yeah, but I love that movie. I don't know about you guys. I thought that movie was great. So, I mean, there's tons of potential. Maybe one day we can see another series come to life and turn into something awesome.
For sure. All right, I think we're reaching our cap here on video game movie talk here. Brooks, do you have anything else to say before we sign off?
No, that's it for video game movies.
Please don't make any more unless it's by Steven Spielberg. Actually, you know what? One more. We'll make one more video game movie, and we'll see if it's good. And it's going to be Steven Spielberg's Halo TV series. And then hopefully, yeah, like you said, that'll break the curse. Mark, anything to say before we sign off?
No, I'm pretty much covered it all.
All right, guys, thanks a lot for listening to our podcast. Let us know your thoughts on our Facebook page, our Twitter page, Instagram, or Google+. And definitely check out our website where we have some t-shirt designs in there. And we're getting some more made right now. We're going to have them released here in the next week or so. So, yeah, definitely check that out. And let us know what your guys' favorite movies are by, anybody except Uwe Boll, because we know that they're garbage. So, okay, thanks a lot, guys. I'll see you guys all in the next one. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.